You're listening to Radio D, the radio language course of Redaktion D. A joint project of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio. The author is Herat Mese.
Welcome to episode 9 of your German language course, Radio D. You may remember that Paula, our young Radio D journalist, has found out something very important. A man pretending to be King Ludwig is only an actor playing the king in a musical. Paula's first response is to be cross with herself, but how else does she react?
Philipp, was machst du? Wo bist du? Bitte, geh ans Telefon, bitte.
Paula, ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts.
Du verstehst nichts? Ach.
Sag mal, was war in Neuschwanstein?
Paula's first reaction is to try and phone Philipp. It's engaged, though, as the busy tone may tell you.
Philipp, was machst du? Wo bist du? Bitte, geh ans Telefon, bitte!
Paula hasn't had a chance yet to tell her colleague Eihan what happened to her and Philipp in Neuschwanstein Castle. So no wonder Eihan doesn't understand anything.
Paula, ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts.
It's too bad he said that, though, because it makes Paula even more furious. But because he really would like to be filled in, Eihan asks again, gingerly, what went on in Neuschwanstein?
Du verstehst nichts? Ach!
Sag mal, was war in Neuschwanstein?
But Eihan is told nothing. So, we won't miss anything and we can focus now on Philipp. From Neuschwanstein, Philipp drove about 125 kilometres to Munich. He went into a cafe there and found an advertisement in a newspaper that he's very interested in. Well, you already know what Philipp read in the paper because you've heard it as a radio ad. So what's new for you?
So, und für Sie ein Kaffee, bitte?
Danke. Oh, das ist ja interessant. König Ludwig, die Sehnsucht nach dem Paradies, das Musical, eine Tour von München nach Neuschwanstein, unsere Telefonnummer. Das mache ich sofort.
You already know that there's a musical on about King Ludwig. It's called Yearning for Paradise. What's new to you is that a tour is offered from Munich to Neuschwanstein Castle.
Eine Tour von München nach Neuschwanstein.
Philipp rings the firm offering the package and makes a reservation for himself. In the Berlin head office of Radio D's current affairs unit, Eihan has, of course, noticed that Philipp isn't back. He thinks that maybe he'd talk to him about what happened in Neuschwanstein Castle. So, meaning no harm and sounding almost disinterested, Eihan asks about Philipp.
Wo ist eigentlich Philipp?
In München.
Nein. Im Stau. Philipp ist im Stau.
Paula thinks Philipp is in Munich.
Wo ist eigentlich Philipp?
In München.
But Kompu contradicts her. Kompu is Radio D's talking computer. It's looked quickly into the mailbox and it knows what none of us know yet, that Philipp is stuck right in the middle of a traffic jam.
Nein. Im Stau. Philipp ist im Stau.
So, Philipp is stuck in a tailback on the motorway, just like all the other tourists riding buses from Munich to the musical.
Hallo, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Willkommen
bei Radio D.
Radio D.
Die Reportage.
As you can probably imagine, there are tourists from various countries on the bus with Philipp. He's been recording them. What languages do you recognize? German's one of them.
Ein Stau? Na super.
Oh, what happened? Do you want something to drink, darling?
Oh yes, my darling.
Tu as faim?
Hola, mite hola. So, Janai. Schau mal, ist das nicht toll?
Gibt es hier eine Toilette?
Lots of tourists visit attractions like Neuschwanstein Castle, foreigners and Germans. Perhaps you heard some English or French or Japanese. Well, you probably understood the German speakers. One of them asks whether there's a toilet.
Gibt es hier eine Toilette?
And Philipp is anything but pleased about the traffic jam.
Ein Stau? Na super.
But since he's stuck, Philipp makes use of the time to ask some of the tourists in the bus why they want to see the musical. The first two answers by foreigners are in an amusing hodgepodge of German and their own languages. What do the tourists expect from the musical?
Grüß Gott, ich bin Redakteur bei Radio D. Sie fahren zum Musical. Warum?
Oh, das ist wonderful.
Oh la la, das ist sicher très amusant.
Scusi, ich kann nichts verstehen.
The tourists are looking forward to the performance. The first woman thinks it's bound to be wonderful, which sounds similar in German. Wundervoll.
Oh, das ist wonderful.
The second woman imagines it's going to be very amusing. She uses the French word amusant, which also sounds similar in German, amusant.
Oh la la, das ist sicher très amusant.
Philipp begins by greeting the tourists in Bavarian dialect, saying Grüß Gott, which is what they say in southern Germany instead of Guten Tag. Then he tells them he's a reporter and asks why the tourists are travelling to the musical.
Grüß Gott, ich bin Redakteur bei Radio D. Sie fahren zum Musical. Warum?
The tourist he speaks to last excuses himself and says that he doesn't understand. He says so in German that isn't quite correct, but Philipp does understand him, and you probably do too.
Scusi, ich kann nichts verstehen.
And just why that wasn't 100% correct, you'll find out now from our professor.
Und nun kommt unser Professor.
Radio D.
Gespräch über Sprache.
So, Professor, what was wrong with what the last tourist said?
Well, we did understand that he doesn't understand anything.
Scusi, ich kann nichts verstehen.
Did the tourist mispronounce the word nothing, nichts?
No, in everyday German it's often said like that.
Oh.
But compare the following two sentences and pay attention to the positioning of the negation, nothing. nichts.
Ich verstehe nichts.
Ich nix verstehen.
Ah, got it. The negation with the word nichts has to come after the verb.
Paula, ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts.
Right, and there's something else, of course, that our listeners already know. In German, verbs are conjugated, and the verb ending for the first person, ich, is mostly an E. One doesn't just use the infinitive.
Well, thanks for that, Professor. And now, just for you, dear listeners, here's the nothing rap.
Nichts, nichts, ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts, überhaupt nichts, nichts. Hä? Hä? Ich verstehe, hä? Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts, überhaupt nichts. Hä? Hm, nichts, hm, nichts. Ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts, überhaupt nichts. Hä? Überhaupt nichts. Überhaupt nichts. Überhaupt nichts.
Well, I hope you understood a bit more than I have. You can hear some of those scenes again now. First, let's hear Paula getting annoyed.
Philipp, was machst du? Wo bist du? Bitte, geh ans Telefon, bitte!
Paula, ich verstehe nichts. Ich verstehe überhaupt nichts.
Du verstehst nichts? Ach.
Sag mal, was war in Neuschwanstein?
The bus Philip has taken to the musical is stuck in traffic. Philip uses the time to record background sound and voices.
Ein Stau? Na super.
Oh, what happened? Do you want something to drink, darling?
Oh yes, my darling.
Tu as faim?
Ho ra, mite goran. Sugoi janai? Schau mal, ist das nicht toll?
Gibt es hier eine Toilette?
Philip wants to know why the tourists are travelling to the musical.
Grüß Gott, ich bin Redakteur bei Radio D. Sie fahren zum Musical. Warum?
Oh, das ist wunderbar.
Oh la la, das ist sicher très amusant.
Scusi, ich kann nichts verstehen.
In the next episode, you'll get to know another important character in this radio language course. Well, actually, you have met her briefly, but you'll hear more then.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, bis zum nächsten Mal.
You've been listening to Radio D, a German course of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio.
Und tschüss.